Let's do the Rebbe's letter in volume 4. This is letter 1119. It's dated the first day of Menachem Av, Tov Shindalf in Brooklyn. Shalom Ubrachim. The Rebbe said, I received your letter on time on the 33rd day of the Omer, Lag BaOmer, and also the letter of Hay and the 8th of Tammuz. And I read your note on the resting place at the Tzion of my father-in-law to arouse, talking about the Friedrich Rebbe, Yitzvat coming up, the Tzion going to the Oil, which we'll talk about in a minute. It's part of the notice. To arouse a great mercy for each one, men, the women that are mentioned in your note, for all that they need, and for sure a tzaddik who has passed on from this world finds himself in this world even more than during his lifetime, and he will draw down blessing to success for him and all the families physically and spiritually. And we say the same thing about the Rebbe, what the Rebbe said about the previous Rebbe, that the Rebbe continues when we go to the Ohel and we pray, that the Rebbe arouses great mercy for all that we need. Number two, this that you're asking the question, should you tell your children, may they live, about the passing of their mother? So it is my, apparently it was a young woman. Unfortunately, we're dealing with Israel, we just heard a terrible tragedy, which is Daphne Meir, you know, her mother was murdered, six children was murdered in front of her children in one of the yeshivim. You didn't hear that a couple of days ago. It was terrible. Terrible tragedy.
Yes, I heard a woman was stabbed in the middle of the night. Someone came in.
It was the middle of the night. It was the middle of the day. She was stabbed to death by a terrorist murderer. She had four of her own children and two foster children that they raised. She fought him off and she protected her children.
Yeah. How did he stop stabbing?
I should tell you how he stopped. I hate to say that. I can't even. It's so chilling that, you know, the knife got stuck in her. He couldn't pull it out. So, according to my, and then we're all busy, we're our little, we're involved, these things are going on, it's like, and anyway, according to my view, the Rebbe says, slowly, slowly explain to them that Hashem has brought her now to a place where there's no more suffering of sicknesses and that place is called the heavens. And from there, she is also able to influence on all of her children and to ask Hashem that they should be successful in their studies and their conduct.
How ironic that you're reading this from 15
what?
Years. What? How ironic that you're reading this and from this, 15 years ago.
Yeah, this is also now also the pity of a mother and her children and her daughters, and she is she's yearning that you should conduct in a fitting way for boys and girls of Israel. That causes her a tremendous nachas ruach, pleasantness of spirit, and then she is also has the ability to impact that their marriage to be successfully. And the change is only that you don't see it with your eyes. You know, that's it. It's self-understood that the words that you need to use with the older ones may not be fitting for the younger ones, but the contents, approximately, can be equal to all of them based on the above. And the Rebbe blesses him to settle properly, physically and spiritually, in the Kariv Mamash.